Good afternoon, everyone. I'm very happy to share my story with you today. The effect of salinity and the nutrient deficiency, nitrogen deficiency, phosphorus deficiency, and potassium deficiency on Spanish growth, physiology, and nutritional value. So we know soil stress is one of the most serious challenges faced by agriculture crew. So the effect of soil impact upon nearly 50% of irrigated land in the world. And the plant responses to soil stress is very complex and involve change in morphology, physiology, and biochemistry. The soil stress can cause cellular water deficit, iron toxicity, nutrient deficiency, and oxidative stress, leading to growth inhibition, molecular damage, and even plant death. Soil nutrient deficiency is another limiting factor for crop production, especially nitrogen deficiency. Nitrogen is the most common deficient nutrient, followed by phosphorus and potassium. So spinach is an important leaf green vegetable containing large quantity of bioactive compound. And it's also a moderately salt-sensitive vegetable crop. Soil stress can reduce spinach seed germination, root elongation, seedling growth, and photosynthesis. With regard to nutritional value, previous study indicated the environmental stress can be utilized to improve nutrition value of lettuce and tomatoes. However, literature on spinach nutrition value as affected by environmental stress is very limited. So this experiment was conducted to investigate the effect of salinity and nutrient deficiency on spinach growth physiology and nutritional value. So two trials was conducted in a greenhouse located in Salinas, California, from February to April. First, we see spinach using the rock wall. Then 2 weeks after seeding, the uniform seedling was transplanted into pot filled with sand and watered every day with a Hogland nutrient solution. The electrical conductivity or EC of this solution is 2.5 ds per meter. Then 10 days after transplanting, we start treatment. So for salinity stress, we add sodium chloride and calcium chloride. The EC of the final solution is 6.5 ds per meter. For nutrient deficiency, the source of NPK in the nutrient solution was separately replaced with alternative chemical. So for growth and physiology, we measure shoot fresh weight, dry weight, leaf photochemical efficiency, and photochemical yield, relative water content, specific leaf area, and chlorophyll content. For nutritional value, we measure the content of carotenoid, anthocyanin, phenolics, flavonoid, and also antioxidant capacity, and the reducing power was measured. And the protein content, amino acid content was also measured. So this is a plant, 4 weeks of treatment. So we can see the salt stress plant is much smaller than non-salt stress. Under all nutrients, under phosphorus deficiency, and under potassium deficiency, but not under nitrogen deficiency. Under nitrogen deficiency, the plant looks similar. Since the data from these two trials are very similar, so we just put this data together. Now for each figure, I will first compare the first bar and the fifth bar, which is the salt effect without nutrient deficiency. So the salt reduced shoot fresh wheat and dry wheat by about 30%. Then I compare the first four bar, which is the nutrient deficiency without salt. So nitrogen deficiency, phosphorus deficiency, and potassium deficiency all reduce soot fresh wheat and dry wheat especially nitrogen deficiency, reduced by about 80%. So last, I compare the last four bar, which is the nutrient deficiency effects under soil stress. So again, nitrogen deficiency, phosphorus deficiency, and potassium deficiency all reduced through fresh wheat and dry wheat. And again, the nitrogen deficiency greatly reduced like by 65%. Soil stress reduced leaf relative water content regardless of the nutrition deficiency, while the nutrient deficiency have no effect on leaf relative water content. Soil stress reduced specific leaf area. Without soil stress, nitrogen deficiency reduced specific leaf area. Under soil stress, nitrogen deficiency, phosphorus deficiency, and potassium deficiency all reduced specific leaf area. Now, soil stress increased chlorophyll content and photochemical efficiency and also photochemical yield. Without soil stress, nitrogen deficiency greatly reduced chlorophyll content by about 50%. While phosphorus deficiency increased chlorophyll content and increased photochemical efficiency and photochemical yield. While potassium deficiency increased chlorophyll content. Under soil stress, nitrogen deficiency greatly reduced chlorophyll content, also reduced photochemical efficiency and photochemical yield. While phosphorus deficiency increased photochemical efficiency, potassium deficiency reduced photochemical yield. Soil stress increased carotenoid content, but have no effect on anthocyanin content. Without soil stress, nitrogen deficiency greatly reduced carotenoid content by about 50%, and also it greatly increased anthocyanin content by like 145%. While both phosphorus deficiency and potassium deficiency increased carotenoid content. Under soil stress, nitrogen deficiency greatly reduced carotenoid content and increased anthocyanin content by about 88%. Soil stress have no effect on phenolic content. It increased flavonoid content. Without soil stress, nitrogen deficiency greatly increased phenolic content by about 66%, and it reduced flavonoid content. Phosphorus deficiency also increased flavonoid content, but have no effect on the phenolic content. Potassium deficiency increased both phenolic content and flavonoid content. Under soil stress, nitrogen deficiency increased phenolic content, but reduced flavonoid content. While phosphorus deficiency also increased phenolic content. Soil stress have no effect on antioxidant capacity, but increased reducing power. So without soil stress, nitrogen deficiency increased both antioxidant capacity and reducing power. While phosphorus deficiency increased reducing power. Potassium deficiency increased both antioxidant capacity and reducing power. Under soil stress, nitrogen deficiency, phosphorus deficiency, and potassium deficiency all increased reducing power, but have no effect on antioxidant capacity. So both protein content and amino acid content were greatly reduced by nitrogen deficiency, regardless of soil treatment. And also amino acid content was reduced by phosphorus deficiency under soil stress. So in summary, the soil stress inhibits shoot growth even it improved photochemistry. It also positively affects nutritional value by increasing carotenoid content, flavonoid content, and reducing power. Nitrogen deficiency greatly inhibited shoot growth, even with damaged photochemistry under salt stress. Nitrogen deficiency also affects nutritional value negatively by reducing content of carotenoid, flavonoid, protein, and amino acid, but positively by increasing anthocyanin content, phenolic content, reducing power, and increased antioxidant capacity without salt stress. So phosphor deficiency reduced shoot growth even with improved photochemistry without salt stress. It positively affected nutritional value by increased reducing power and increased flavonoid content and carotenoid content without salt stress and increased phenolic content with salt stress. Similarly, potassium deficiency reduced shoot growth and positively affected nutritional value by increased reducing power and increased carotenoid content, phenolic content, flavonoid content, and antioxidant capacity without salt stress. So this study indicated the low level of fertilizer or mild salt stress might be utilized to improve Spanish nutritional value with moderate or little reduced production. And the total phenolic content, flavonoid content are commonly used to indicate the nutrition value of vegetable crops. However, in this study, increased content of total phenolics or flavonoid does not necessarily indicate enhanced antioxidant capacity in Spanish. So this research sponsored by California Department of Food and Agriculture. And thank you. And any questions?
I guess that's nutrient deficiency as well. Did you do
them
at different levels first and then pick that one? Or?
No, first look at the literature.
Oh, okay.
Then I tried some different level because I don't want like too savory salt stress. So I choose like between mild and medium.
Okay.